This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We have a super, super awesome guest in the studio right now, coming all the way across the water from Canada. Am I correct in saying that?
You are totally correct in saying
Brilliant.
That.
Brilliant. Bringing her new latest show, Epiphany, to so many eager Melburnians. She's accumulated countless awards and accolades that would take us probably a whole break to get through.
Oh, and let's not count on it.
She's funny, she's charming, of course. It's the wonderful Deanne Smith. Welcome to Joy.
Hi, guys. I'm very excited to be here. You guys have so much energy for this hour of the morning.
It's all fake.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors. Have a look. It's like all gay boys. We know how to
amp it up.
Yeah, amp it up.
I mean, my next question for you guys was, did you wake up early or have you been up all night?
No, I got up at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm now 51. So I actually have to go to bed at 9 o'clock on the day. So I have to get up.
Oh, really?
It's really sad. I even warn my children, don't call me after this time. Yeah. Don't ring me after that time.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Yeah.
I'm 20 and I still go to bed at 9, but I think I'm just an old man at heart, really.
Good for you guys.
We try and keep it professional when we can. Look, Dan, you recently recorded a Netflix special.
I did.
Was performing for the cameras as well as an audience a different type of comedy?
Well, I always get nervous when there are cameras trained on me. I just can't help it. Because in my mind, the live show, I mean, anything can happen in comedy. And if there are mistakes, whatever, you just roll with it. In fact, it makes things more fun,
and
right?
It does. And then if people know that you're ad-libbing, you're also having some fun. And no one's going to judge you. But if it's on camera,
then you start to feel, or at least I start to feel like, you got this one chance. It's got to be perfect. Thankfully, I was pretty relaxed that day, and we actually taped two shows, so I knew that I had a bit of leeway. So we taped two shows, and then I was able to choose which one was my favorite.
Right.
And then we used that one. And I actually did a bit more time than I needed to, so I had an extra cushion. We had to cut a whole joke out of it because there just wasn't enough time for it. So the experience ended up being really good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Joy is Australia's only LGBTI radio station, and you're a member of our community, so we see. In fact, that your Netflix special, you struggled about whether to be defined as a lesbian or a gender. What do you think of labels in this day and age?
I mean, they're useful as much as they're helpful for people, or as much as people want them, right? So in the Netflix special, I talked about being agender, which I feel like is a fun thing to talk about right now because not too many people are. Just remind us, you know, there's so many things available to us.
Yeah.
And then jokingly in the middle of it, I ended up later saying something about being a lesbian, and then I just started pretending to break down on stage. Like, can I do that? What are we allowed to do these days? So, you know, I don't know. I think the main thing is, obviously, anybody listening to this already knows what's up, right? But it's like the main thing is just respecting how people want to be called themselves, you know?
Which is a good idea. And I think that's exactly what comedy's about. You're there to shine a light on these silly things, which are labels.
Yeah.
Let's just all be people and, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deanne, you are very fond of your puppy, Rudy.
A little too fond, yes, it's true.
We've been stalking the Instagram and look back in around.
I love that we're talking about this. Finally. Yes, tell me everything.
I think your puppy needs airtime. Look, in February, you managed to get Rudy their own pass to a show. Does Rudy travel with you everywhere?
Oh my gosh, yes. That was so fun. So Rudy does pretty much travel with me everywhere. She is a tiny little 5-pound Chihuahua mix. I wanted a dog for a really long time, to the point that I was like talking about it in therapy. Like, I want a dog, but I need a fireplace and hunting rifles. And I had this whole vision of what life needed to be. And then my therapist was like, just get a small dog that can travel with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. So I did the Just for Laughs Festival. They have a branch in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And when I went to pick up my artist pass, they had made a tiny little pass for Rudy.
Aww.
With her picture on it and a little collar and a bow tie. And it was the most adorable thing in the world.
Well, you did learn from Johnny Depp, you're not allowed to smuggle these dogs into Australia. We have very strict laws.
I know. And if even he couldn't get away with it with his private plane, I'm not even trying. So when I'm here, I'm away from Rudy. So let me just make a plea to your listeners out there. Guys, come to my show and make it worth it. I left my dog at home for you.
So tell us about your show. What can they expect?
Yeah, I'm glad that you're asking me now that I'm a week into it. When I first started, I'm always like, I don't know. But the show this year in particular is a lot of fun. I've called it Epiphany. Turns out, because I never know what I'm writing about until I'm already in it, it's a little bit about, I think, self-acceptance. And I toy around with the idea of, like, affirmations and self-help culture a little bit.
Are you taking the piss out of affirmations?
A little bit.
Or are you an affirmation girl? Do you stand there in the mirror every morning and say, you know, I'm really great. Let's, you know, move on?
I'd say a little bit of both. Like, I'm a huge fan of therapy and everybody moving forward. So that factors in. And one of my favorite parts of the show is I have about a 10-minute bit. It's flexible depending on the crowd that night that I really leave up to the audience. So I just kind of leave it open and say, what do you guys want to talk about? And riff on that. And I love that. It makes every show absolutely different and, to me, completely surprising.
Well, that sounds really good because that means you can come to your show a couple of times and you're going to hear something different. You're going to be moving along. That's fantastic.
I mean, you can if you really want to. Yeah, but for sure that 10 minutes is always different. A couple nights ago, I had people in from some kind of Victoria Women's Health Initiative, and they just... We got talking about labialibrary.org.au.
Oh, excellent.
So, I mean, I'm learning during my show as well.
So they're from a women's health group, so they were just there to check your boobies, weren't they?
Yeah, very possibly. And to tell me about labialibrary.org.au.
It's a quick plug.
Well, explain to young Mikey over here
he
what
looks
that was.
So uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Have you seen one before? He's seen one before.
That was just my resting face.
Looking. I mean, listen, you can look it up. I don't need to say the website again. Everybody heard it.
Song twister. Look, we do want to know what goes on backstage because your life seems so extravagant. I want to know, do you have a rider? If so, what's on your rider?
That is a good question. So, not really. Certainly not during a festival like this. You'd just be making life difficult for the very kind people that work for the festival. Usually I just ask for water. I have had people go out of their way and I think stereotype me being gay and put out some veggies and hummus. Listen, I don't mind. If that's backstage, I will eat it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just some water. I just like to be hydrated before the show. Yeah. But I don't need to eat anything. That's
See, I always
too much.
Get scared when we go in here. I don't drink for hours or even I used to do a TV because I know I'm going to have to pee every 3 minutes. So yeah. I deliberately make sure I'm dehydrated, you know what I mean? So, I don't have to go to the toilet. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I could feel that as well. I don't know why. Right before I perform, I'm always, like, downing water. I don't know what it is. It's when I'm the most hydrated.
Yeah, I do mine with vodka. I think it works.
That's wise. Okay, it's all coming to me now. That makes sense. Look, Deanne, we hope you have a blast in this leg of your shows. You can see Deanne performing your later show's Epiphany at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival until Sunday, April 21st, and you can get your tickets at Comedy Festival. .com.au. Enjoy performing at the Man Show on the Russell Street. Thank you so much for coming
in
today.
That's a nice little spot. I've been there. That's lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice. Thanks, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.